Hello, everybody, and welcome to another beautiful Thursday morning. It's a little overcast here in New York, but nevertheless, it is a beautiful Thursday morning, and I'm so happy to be here with all of you. I'm actually parked across the street from the anti-fracking rally that's taking place outside the Hilton Hotel in Melville, New York, and I will be going out into the crowd in a little bit, interviewing some of the protesters who are here and finding out what has motivated them to be here. As you know, I've been talking about fracking for a few years now on the air, and more people are starting to get information about it and find out what the downside of fracking is. I mean, we all love the idea of being, not dependent on the Middle East for our oil and gas. However, what fracking is doing to the towns and cities where they are doing it is really wreaking havoc on the environment and on the communities. So we really don't want that to happen upstate New York. And that would also affect downstate New York because it would affect our water and it would affect the food and the meats and everything that we get from the agriculture being grown upstate New York. So it's really important that we keep fracking out of New York. And as I said, I'll be going back into the crowd in a little bit and finding out why people are here. But right now, I want to tell you about some things that are going on in and around the city and around some things around the state. First one is March Against Monsanto. That's happening this weekend, May 24th, and it is everywhere. March Against Monsanto is everywhere, and I ask all of you to please go onto their website, marchagainstmonsanto.com, and find out where an event is near you. There's going to be one here on Long Island in Eisenhower Park. There's one going on in Union Square in the city. There's also one going on out in Suffolk County. But like I said, they're all across the country. And, as a matter of fact, they're all across the world. So Monsanto is the largest corporation behind the genetically modified organisms that we are all protesting, the GMOs. And they are a truly, truly evil company. They do not care about anybody but their profit. And we really want to put a stop to them. So please come out for the March Against Monsanto. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, but it'd be great to do a little activism. And I think the weather will be in our favor in that it's not supposed to be nice. So instead of lying out by the beach or a pool, come join one of these marches and show your support for show your support against Monsanto. Also, there's been a big push to divest all of our investments in not only Monsanto, but also in any fossil fuel companies. So I encourage all of you to learn more about socially responsible investing. I will be hosting a dinner. It seems like the date has had to change due to some conflicts on this end. But socially responsible investing is really gaining momentum. I'm happy to tell you that we did as well, if not better, this year investing socially responsibly. And it feels really good to know that I don't have any ties to Monsanto's or biotech companies or fossil fuel. And that, you know, really feels good. So please look into that. It's really important for us all to not just talk the talk, but to walk the talk. So please do that. Also, let's see, June 1st will be the next Tin House Music at Restoration Farm. And Restoration Farm, every Sunday from 2 to 5, they will be having live music starting with an open mic. And Restoration Farm is a local farm out here on Long Island, and you can find out more information on their website at restorationfarm.com. But it's really fun building of community, and I recommend all of you coming out for that. June 5th, Slow Food New York City is having their third annual fundraiser, and it's the Slow Down, and that will be supporting their Urban Harvest Program. So if you are in the city, June 5th, from 6 to 9, This should be a really fun and wonderful opportunity to eat some good food, enjoy some good music, and mingle with some great people. So the after party is only $25, and it's really worth coming to. Also, this next Tuesday, May 27th, Slow Food Huntington, which, by the way, we are changing our name to Slow Food North Shore to encompass more local people. Slow Food will be sponsoring the screening of Fed Up. I'm sure many of you have heard about this new movie that is being narrated by Katie Couric. Fed Up is the movie that, the tagline is the movie that the food manufacturers don't want you to see. So my guess is it's going to be really important to see it. And it's going to, you know, share some light on our current industrial food system and what is really in some of the packaged foods that we're all eating. And it's really important for all of us to see it and for us to bring those people that are not fully on board with the good food movement to come out and see it so that they really know what's going on. It's screening all across the country starting this week. The Cinema Arts Center will be screening it starting Friday. But Slow Food Huntington will be hosting the screening on Tuesday evening, May 27th. So that should be really fun. If you are around and available, please come out for that. So now before I venture into the crowd, I want to share my recipe with you. Being that it was Memorial Day, I thought it would be really nice to you know, share one of my traditional barbecue salads, which is a basic coleslaw. But so often people are just buying coleslaw, and the coleslaws that you buy out there usually have preservatives in them, usually have lots of sugar in them, and, you know, they're just not the healthy salad that it could be. So I want to share this recipe with you. I start with a half a green cabbage and half a red cabbage. I do equal portions of each, and you can adjust that accordingly. And then I use 4 carrots shredded, 3 tablespoons of chopped parsley, 1 tablespoon of celery seed. And it's amazing the difference that celery seed really makes to this dish. It really, you know, yells out homemade, because you won't find celery seed in most other coleslaw. Then 1 cup of white vinegar, and then 1 cup of organic mayo or a vegan mayo, like a Veganaise, and then a half a teaspoon of salt. And I start by marinating. I shred the cabbage really fine, and I just cut it with a knife, but really finely, as thin as you can. And then you're going to marinate the cabbage in the 1 cup of vinegar for at least 4 hours. You can marinate it overnight in the refrigerator. And every couple hours when you think about it, give it a stir so that what's on the bottom gets to be on the top and so that everything really gets marinated well. And the full bowl that you have of cabbage will almost reduce in size by half as it marinates. And then you're going to drain the cabbage through a strainer so that all the extra vinegar comes out. And I actually squeeze it to get the extra vinegar out. Then I add the carrots, the celery seed, the salt, and the parsley. And then I add the mayo. And you can even use less mayo if you want. I use a cup. That seems to work well. I do not add any sugar. I don't feel like it needs it, but some people like their coleslaw on the sweeter side. You can add either a little honey, maple syrup, or sugar to make it a little sweet. But like I said, I don't do that at all, and I really don't think it needs it. So try it without it first. It's really a great light recipe. If you don't want to use the mayo, you can just put, you know, like a white balsamic vinaigrette on the coleslaw and make it more of a you know, a non-mayo coleslaw, and that's great as well. But this is Memorial Weekend, the beginning of summer. So excited, and, you know, time for lots of salads. So enjoy. And now I'm going to venture out of my automobile and walk across the street into the crowd. So let's take a couple-minute break, and, you know, we'll come back on in just a few minutes when I'm over in the crowd. Okay, be right back. Okay, everybody.
And welcome back. I'm here outside the anti-fracking rally in Melville, New York, outside the Hilton Hotel. And the energy is really great. You can hear in the background people protesting. There have to be a few hundred people here. Maybe 500 people here. Great turnout. They're stopping traffic. The traffic here has been unbelievable. They're not allowing parking. Loads of signs. People wearing red hats. I don't know what that's about. Whole bunch of red baseball caps here. But the protest is going on, and it's really quite exciting. So I'm going to come over here and ask a few people in the crowd if they would talk into the microphone and tell us a little bit about why they're here at the anti-fracking rally. Here's David Stebeth from Huntington. Hold on.
I'm just doing what my mother taught me to do. Do the right thing. That's it. That's all there is to it. Fire the criminality of the elite. We have to get out. We have to protest against it. I'm doing what my mom taught me to do.
Thank you. That's great. And the energy here is wonderful. Like I said, there's so many people here. I'm going to ask Eric Weltman from Food and Water Watch to come on and share with us. Oh, here is someone I know, Amy Peters. She's here at the rally, and she has a beautiful sign, an anti-fracking sign. But let me ask her why she's here today.
Because I don't want fracking to ruin my water and ruin my food, because I love good food, I love farmers, and I don't want them to lose their business by contaminated water and air contaminating our food.
Thank you, Amy. It's great. So many familiar faces here in the crowd. Where'd Eric go now? Oh, he's leading the chant right now, so we'll have to wait on him a little bit. Maybe I can approach another friendly face here, John. Maybe I can get him on air right now, and he can share with us why he's here.
Go solar, not fracking. Dump the fossil fuel addiction. It's up to the individual. One at a time. Ban fracking in New York.
Thank you, John. That's right. You know, we all have to do our part, and that's, I think, what it's all about. It's so easy to be lethargic and to, just feel like there's just so many issues, and how can we possibly approach all of these issues? But this is one, the fracking issue, that really will affect our food, and it's really important for all of us to, come together about this. Here's another person I maybe can get on air. Rosalia, would you talk into the mic for a little bit and tell us why you're here at the anti-fracking rally? Hold on.
So I'm here representing Code Pink Long Island and Suffolk Peace Network, and definitely connection between peace and environment, as we're all in this together, and fracking absolutely will destroy our environment, has destroyed thousands of people and people's lives already. We don't need it. It doesn't provide, as they say, it doesn't provide a lot of jobs at all. And it's just bad news for all of us.
Thank you so much. So, like I said, it's so great to, approach all these different people who have something to say here. Here's another friendly face, Devin Shepherd. She's a 25-year-old Long Islander who's been involved in the environmental movement for a long time. Let her tell us why she's here.
As someone who hopes to live in New York State when they get older, I want, my water, my air, my land to be rid of toxic chemicals, and it's very obvious that fracking does nothing but harm the environment. And unfortunately, it's already ruined several communities across the country, and the evidence of the destruction is very obvious. So as a young, up-and-coming New Yorker, I would love nothing more than to see this practice be completely banned in New York State. Obviously, working with Cavani, I've learn all of the horrible, disastrous effects of this unsafe drilling practice. So I hope that Cuomo wakes up, hears his constituents, and knows that this is something that we do not want on our state. We've already seen the destruction in Pennsylvania and other states, so hopefully he listens to us and pays attention to what New Yorkers want, not what large companies want.
Thank you, Devin. You know, I was listening to a great report this morning on NPR about Governor Cuomo and how he has, more than any politician before, been taking so many large donations, over $10,000 each from big business and big corporations. And so it's going to be really hard for him, as a friend to all these businesses, to really stand up and say no to fracking. But that's what we're asking him to do. And we're hoping that he's listening to us, and we're hoping that he knows how many of us are out here on the streets protesting, protesting fracking in the state. There's been a moratorium for many years, but it's really up to him now as to whether or not we will be able to keep fracking out of New York State. And here's Eric Weltman from Food and Water Watch, and he's one of the organizers here at today's rally, and I'd like him to say a few words as to why we need to ban fracking from New York.
Wow, well, it's really exciting to be on the air outside the Democratic State Convention, and I really want to thank Bhavani, who's been a great friend of our movement. So I'm Eric with Food and Water Watch. We're here with over 200 people from Long Island, New York City, the Hudson Valley, Westchester, Rockland counties. We're here to send a message to Governor Cuomo to protect our air, our water, our food, and our climate from fracking, which is a very dangerous method of drilling for gas, natural gas. You know, they again threatens our water, our health, our communities, our environment. We're part of a vast and growing movement that's, you know, sending a message to Governor Cuomo to, you know, protect our health and put that ahead of the interests of the oil and gas industry. So,
thank you, Eric. Well, I think there's more than 200 people here. I know he said 200, but looks like 500 to me. You know, everywhere I can see, here's a whole group of kids. I guess, I don't know if it's a school kids, but it's great with all their own homemade signs. And it's really nice to see some young blood here. You know, I'd say the majority of the crowd are over 50. And this is an issue that is really going to be affecting our young people. And so it's really important to get these young people out here and help them become active Americans, you know, that know they have the freedom to stand up for what they believe in, and have them do that. So, you know, as far as I can see here, you know, there's people with signs stopping the traffic, getting cars to honk, and the energy is just really, really positive. Let me see who else I can get here to maybe say a few words about why they're here.
Hi, I'm on air right now with the Progressive Radio Network. I was wondering if you could share a few moments, a few words as to why you're here today.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. So I'm here because obviously we need to spread awareness about, you know, the dangers of fracking. You know, coming to New York would just be like the worst possible thing for us right now. You know, once we pollute our water, there's really no going back at all. And a lot of people are starting to realize that, which is why there's so many people here today. So the more attention that we can draw to it, the better, the more attention that we can get to Cuomo. So if anybody's listening and wants to come out, join us. We're trying to – my name's Julia Heim. We're here to make a difference. So
thank you, Julia, very much. She's one of the younger people here. And like I said, it's really great to see young people out and speaking out against this issue because it's so important. Let's see what they're chanting now. That's a really adorable young man with the microphone there leading one of the chants. And let's take a couple minute break and let me look for some people here from New Yorkers Against Fracking, and maybe they can share with us a little bit about the movement. Be right back. Hello, everybody, and I'm back. You're listening to Bhavani and IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network, and I'm standing here on the corner of Route 110 out in Melville in front of the Hilton Hotel outside the state convention, Democratic convention, trying to, well, we're actually here protesting fracking and want to send a message, a strong message, to Governor Cuomo to let him know that we don't want fracking in New York State. And I'm standing right here with Jim Brown. He's from the South Shore Audubon Society, and he's going to share with us why he's here today. Here you go, John.
Hi, I'm Jim Brown. I'm president of the South Shore Audubon Society, and we're here to give a strong message to Mario Cuomo that we don't want fracking in New York, that it should be banned, and he should also veto, which he can do very easily, the Port Ambrose LNG project, which is slated to be built off of the South Shore of Long Island. The LNG port is just part of hydrofracking infrastructure. It'll permit more fracking throughout the country. We don't need fracking or LNG, so we're imploring Governor Cuomo to use his veto power and stop Port Ambrose. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
That was Jim Brown from the South Shore Audubon Society. I have someone here from the Surf Rider Foundation who will share with us why he's here. And your name's Scott?
Yeah.
And here's Scott.
Hi, yeah, I'm here today just calling out against the Port Ambrose port, the LNG natural gas pipeline. We don't want it because it's going to affect a lot of wildlife fisheries, a lot of bird nesting areas, and it's going to take 3.2 million gallons of chemically treated salt water to just test the pipes to make sure that everything runs. And then, of course, that water's got to be pumped back somewhere. It's going to go back into our oceans, and who knows what effect that's going to have. So as part of Surf Rider, I'm out here just trying to protect our beaches and our waterways.
Thanks, Scott. It's really great to see so many different organizations here represented, all coming out to speak out against fracking. I still have not found someone here from the New Yorkers Against Fracking, but I know they're here. And hold on.
How are they doing?
Hi.
I'm
Vic
Celeste Squarepants.
I'm Sarah. Can you share with us why you're here today? Say your name and why you're here today.
My name is Theo Martinez. I am here because this is just wrong. Digging holes into the middle of the earth for shale. It's just going to be worse than an earthquake. It's beyond that. It's just morally wrong. It's just morally wrong. That's really, what else is it? It's morally wrong.
Thank you. That's right. It is morally wrong. And here's another young man that is willing to speak on air to tell us why he's here today.
Well, why would I be here? It's incumbent upon me to be here because if future generations are going to enjoy this planet, then we're not doing our part as authors of this decade, of this zeitgeist, of this what have you. So there's a lack of unity amongst people on our wavelength, but we're trying to change that, and doing something like this is the first step in that direction.
Thank you. That's right. You know, I think young people are really realizing that they need to come together and speak out against fracking. And maybe I can ask someone right here to share with us why they're here today.
Okay, I'm here today for the Ban Fracking Movement. I'm here with the group Food and Water Watch to support the statewide ban for against Highland Country Ballot Fraction. My name is Shailen Cotton.
Thank you, Shailen. Like I said, you know, the assortment of people from old to young, white to black, Hispanic, everybody's here represented. And it's really, really great to see so many people. Now, here's the group, all these red hat people. The red hat people are from Invest in Education. Oh, great, Invest in Education. Maybe you can share with us why you're here today. I'm on air on the Progressive Radio Network right now.
Okay. I'm here because
A bill was introduced in Albany that the governor said he would support, and it would actually give non-public school families in the state more money invested in scholarship programs. And the way that would work is if people made contributions, donations, they would get 100% tax credit for it. So, and the money relative to the state budget was pretty low. I think it was $300 billion in donations could be reinvested into education. Half of that would go to non-public schools. Half of that would go to public schools across the state. And the governor said he would support it, but then when they were around the negotiating table, just two or three folks, it just didn't happen.
Uh-huh. And are you hearing all about the fracking movement?
We're not hearing about the fracking movement, but you know what? We're anti-fracking too. Well, some of us. I can't speak for all of us.
Well, good. I'm here for the anti-fracking movement. I'm really glad to see that there's other groups here as well, because we all need to let the governor know how we feel. So thank you for being here. Well, that was new for me, too. Invest in education. That's certainly a worthwhile thing as well. So let me walk over here and see if I can get someone here from the track at New York is Against.
Hi. I'm on air right now with Yes Radio Network. Can you share with us why you're here today?
I came down from Westchester. I've been inspired by studying the environmental movement to recognize the dangers of fracking. I haven't studied it thoroughly, but everything said gives me great, great concern. So I'd encourage all your listeners to check out, you know, just search fracking on the web. You'll find oodles of information online. SaneEnergyProject.org is an organization I work with. New York City Grassroots Alliance, New Yorkers Against Fracking, and UnitedForAction.org. All of these organizations have valuable resources online that can help you help take you through a reasonable analysis that a layperson can do to understand that there are enormous risks to fracking and that a massively profitable industry, one of the most profitable industries on earth, is pouring cash into the communications industries to get out messages that these processes are safe, they're good for our nation, they're good for energy independence, and a whole pile of other hogwash akin to the methods that Hill and Knowlton use for the tobacco industry to keep smokers smoking for 20-odd years and to get doctors to lie to people about that. The same kind of mechanisms by professional PR people are in use today against a lot of people that are learning and talking and growing in power and communicative voices around the city, around New York State, around the East Coast, around this country, nationally, Americans Against Fracking. Numerous groups are coming up. Watch Gasland Part 2. Josh Fox has done great work. Watch Triple Divide, Joshua Pribenak, Melissa Troutman. These are people that have dedicated their lives to fighting fracking, because fracking is wrong for the earth, for our people, for our industry. We need to move to renewable energy now. There are great resources that we are pouring into the fossil fuel industry that need to be shifted away from that dirty industry towards clean, renewable renewable energy, solar, wind, geothermal, other processes, investment, hardcore science. Where is the money going into science so that we can really turn the tables on this, on the pollution? I call it the fracking, the oil and fracking industrial complex.
It's true. We have such a limited resource with water alone. I mean, you hear about droughts all across the country, and yet it takes 11 million gallons of fresh, non-renewable drinking water just for one well itself. I mean, imagine how many...
And each well head can have six or eight different tributaries, a mile underground going out a mile from the wellhead, 3, 5, 10, 30 million gallons sometimes. And the gas that's coming out of at least the major Marcellus formation is extremely, or has been reported to be extremely high in radon. Thanks to Linda Rosenthal and the New York State Assembly and others that have joined her the fracking bill. Look it up. Look up the fracking bill and help support it. It got out of the health committee. I think it's in the codes committee. It may be out of there by now, but cleanenergyproject.org has wonderful online resources to learn more about that.
All right. Thank you so much. And what is your name?
My name's Kevin O'Neill.
Thank you, Kevin, so much.
You?
I'm Bhavani Jaroff at iegreen.com.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, that was a great interview. He certainly knows his stuff. And, you know, I always say follow the money. You know, if you follow the money, who's really out to benefit from this fracking ordeal? It's the Halliburtons out there. It's the chemical companies. You know, they won't even tell us what the chemicals are. They're all proprietary chemicals, and they won't tell us what the chemicals are that they're pouring down into the earth. But when it comes up, it not only releases radon, as Kevin just said, it also releases methane into the environment. And the methane is worse for the greenhouse gas pollution than CO2. So it's really something that we all need to really educate ourselves about. You have to realize, just like in in the food movement, the money that is spent, the money that these companies and corporations have to put out the negative message or to put out false messages to market to all of us, they just pour in that money. And we have a really hard time getting our message out to compete with that kind of money. So everyone has to take it on themselves to really educate themselves, that they know what is going on and they know what the real truth is about these processes. Halliburton is, you know, a huge investor in the fracking industry. And, you know, they are just racking in it. So we need to really band together, and the crowd is growing. I think there's like 500 people here, but it's growing. The police are here, the ambulance, you can hear the noise, and the energy is really great. People are finding each other and meeting each other, and like I said, there's, you know, a wide range of ages here, all represented, and it's really quite exciting. Excuse me. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network right now. I was wondering if you could share with us why you're here today. No? Okay. Excuse me. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network right now. I was wondering if you could share with us why you're here today.
To support the anti-fracking movement, I guess. That's renewable energy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take a little stroll down here with some other people. Here's a huge dog here with a sign. An anti-fracking sign, that's really great. Hey, hey. Oh, got to go. Hi. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network right now, and I was wondering if you could share with us why you're here today.
After preserve the water supply before we destroy it, and there's no good base in fracking. Someone suggested the other day that companies that do fracking are actually taking other companies' waste unnecessarily and putting it down wells to bring it up to infect, clean it, so it doesn't have to go through such an expensive process of being dumped properly. So the whole thing is going to hurt the earth in the long term. We just have to think about what we're doing. And I like what the natives say, we have to think about the seventh generation in the future and preserve it for them.
Thank you so much. You're so right. We do. It's upon all of us to think outside of the box and think seven generations down so that we know what we're doing today will be good for our children and our children's children. I have time for a few more people here. Please. Excuse me. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network right now. I was wondering if you could share with us why you're here today.
Where are they going to get the water to do the fracking? What are they going to do with the waste?
All good questions.
That's why I'm here. I feel it's a terrible waste of a resource that is very limited, fresh water.
Thank you. And you can see the people here are well educated and well informed, and they're doing the right thing. And we really need everybody to get on board and to show up at these things. As I said earlier, on Saturday, across the country and across the world is a march against Monsanto. And Monsanto is a chemical company that's behind our Roundup Ready seeds and all the genetically modified crops that are being planted. And they are really trying to take over our food system. So, you know, if you can join in on one of those marches or rallies on Saturday, that would really be great. And you can find out more information about that at marchagainstmonsanto.com. Just search March Against Monsanto and you'll find out about that. Now, what will be really interesting is to see what kind of reporting happens about this rally tomorrow in the news. I'm always amazed when I'm at these rallies and then you go look at the New York Times the next day and there's nothing about it. You know, this is you know, quite something. People are really coming to the streets and demanding some action. And so I'm hoping that the governor is listening. As I said earlier, I know the governor is, you know, elbow deep in big corporations and probably has, you know, if not as sympathetic to the anti-fracking movement as he should be. Here's another young person I know who is here at the rally who can share with us why she's here today.
I'm here today because I don't want fracking in New York State. I've lived here all my life and I plan on living here hopefully for another few years, and I don't want to live here if there's fracking and no clean water. So, ban fracking.
Thanks, Christina. I love these young kids with the microphone. They're just having so much fun.
Hi, can you share with us? I'm on the air right now on the Progressive Radio Network. Can you share with us why you're here today?
I'm here because I'm really against fracking anywhere, not just here in the state, but and I think we should have renewable energy, anything that's clean and, clean energy that doesn't contribute to dirtying up the earth. So Anne.
Thank you, Anne, so much. Yeah, it's really great to see so many people here. So everybody out there, it's been a pleasure to be here live reporting to you. This is my first time actually taking to the streets with my microphone and sharing it with all of you, and it's really a pleasure. So maybe we can do one more. It's a beautiful head of hair right here.
Can you share with us, I'm on the Progressive Radio Network right now, can you share with us why you're here today?
My name's Courtney Weber, and I'm here with George Courtney. We're from the Pagan Environmental Coalition of New York. We're a faith-based organization that unites pagans for environmental justice here in the state of New York. And we are pro-wind, and we are anti-fracking, and so we wanted to make our bodies and voices count today.
Thank you. Thank you. And what about the gas site that they're trying to set up off of the out in Long Beach?
Are you... Before, yes. This is a terrible idea. This is a major terrorist target. If something were to happen there, we're talking about a plume of fire that could be a mile in radius, and we're talking about burns for people that are anywhere within 3 miles of the event. We need to get off of fossil fuels now. We need to get pro wind. We can't have both a wind farm and an LNG port, and we need a wind farm out there. And so we are here to promote renewable resources and to prevent the construction of the LNG port. This is not for the United States. That is going to be an export station. That is going to be sending gas from our country overseas, and we don't need that. They don't need that. What we need is renewable resources. That's right now.
That's the same thing that they're talking about doing with the Keystone Pipeline. All that crude oil polluting all the whole trail of the Keystone Pipeline, come out the Gulf of Mexico, and all that oil is set to be exported to China. So
out with green renewable resources here. New York is the 19th windiest state in the country. What's windy here today? I'm sure you can get it on the radio. Wait, this is a tower that's going over our heads right now. It's blowing my hair around. We need to harness that. That is our energy independence. Not this LNG port, not this Keystone pipeline. It is right here in our air right now.
Thank you so much. That was a good one, and I think we're going to end it right there. But thank you, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network, and I am out here on Route 110 outside the Hilton Hotel at the State Democratic Convention protesting fracking. Please get involved. Have a great Memorial weekend. Check out the coleslaw recipe and have a great, great holiday. And I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.